This is a new patient dictation for patient Roger Furman, Roger Furman, Jr. Date of birth is 6/8/1972. Date of accident 12/2/2022. Date of service is 7/18/2023. The patient is referred from Dr. Redden's office, Michigan spine specialist, as well as from his attorney, Mr. Gregory Rahul, GREGARYROHL. The patient is here for evaluation. He reports the chief symptoms of severe pain in the neck, which is 8 to 10, middle back pain, upper back pain, which is around 9, and lower back pain, which is around 10. He also reports of shooting pain into the left arm, laterally, mostly involving left thumb and the left index finger and occasionally left middle finger, as well as lower back pain shooting down but both legs posteriorly, anteriorly, in S1 dermatome and L3-4 dermatome involving fourth and fifth toe as numbness and tingling. Some pain in the left shoulder is also reported with some difficulty in abduction. The patient reports this to an accident of 12/2/2022. All of these symptoms are emanating from that accident, according to the patient. The accident happened on 12/2/2023. He was traveling on Finkel and 5 Mile on Telegraph, sitting on the red light of Finkel eastbound, just before Telegraph. The other car reversed into his car front. This car was in front of him, and accidentally it reversed instead of moving forward. And then after the accident, he took the seat belt off so that he can talk to her. And in the same moment, she hit him twice, one more time. And instead of moving forward, she accidentally moved back. Wrong gears. He was the only driver in the car. He was driving a van, minivan, and he was hit by a SUV at around 20 miles or so. He was moving barely at around 0 to 5 miles. He was not wearing seatbelt at the second impact. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And he did not go to the hospital for treatment with the ambulance. Patient reports that as far as the damage, it was around $1,800 front end damage. The engine, radiator, bumper, hood all got damaged. It was not totaled. The patient reports that windshield and windows, glasses and windows are all okay. Doors are okay. However, the left door side was crumpled and left, and the right passenger seat, passenger side. Once again, left driver side door was crumpled and the right passenger side door was also injured. The regarding injury, patient report that he, at the time of impact, he hit into the steering wheel. And he jarred his neck into the headrest. And then there was a neck whiplash. He injured his left shoulder to the steering wheel and head to the roof and the window. The patient reports of another accident in 2020 May, which is a previous accident. He was a pedestrian. He was hit from the front. And he crushed his left knee in this accident. Various injections were done to the left knee. He smashed between the two cars. The other doctor with diabetic coma. Other driver had a diabetic coma, and that's why this accident happened. But he recovered completely from this accident, and he has no more pain in the left knee. history of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from back pain. Oh, sorry. The patient is suffering from headaches which are affecting his back and the left temple. Mild severity, sometimes moderate, sometimes severe. Off and on, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. The associated factor is patient suffering from aura before the headaches, but he does not have any nausea, vomiting, seizures. Additional symptoms, TBI, patient is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, peeing in the bed, however, and ringing in the ear. He denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no nausea, vomiting, no incontinence of the bowels. He has no lack of focus, confusion, or disorientation. He has no taste problem or smell problem. No problem with the TMJ. He can chew the food okay, and he has no muscle problem in the facial muscle distribution. He does have a weakness and numbness as described to the left arm and both legs. However, he has no sidal anesthesia and no major anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance. Walking is not extremely difficult, and regarding the pain, patient report that he's suffering from pain in the neck area, which is 8 to 10, and mid back pain is lower, upper back pain is 9, and lower back pain is 10. Lower back pain is shooting down to both the legs, and S1 and also L4-5 nerve distribution. Left shoulder is hurting to the tune of 7, and he can lift up to 110 degrees of abduction. The cervical pain is constant at 8 to 10, is shooting down to the left arm, and C5-6 nerve distribution infecting the thumb, index finger, and also the middle finger off and on as numbness and tingling. These pains are present continuously and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, gnawing, sickening, punishing, heart burning. The intensity of the pain is 6 to 8, and pain modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medication only and standing on his side or resting. Physical therapy also has helped him. Patient reports of muscle weakness associated with this, bladder bowel incontinence, numbness, tingling, pains, and needle. He also reports of various X-rays, MRI, CT scans that have been done. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had a ability to see a neurologist all around, Dr. Jotshi, J-Z-O-T, like Tom, S-H-I, at DMC Hospital. And also ophthalmologist he has seen. The neurologist is at Wayne State University. He's allergic to Keppra, and he has a history of seizures in the past, but he's free of seizures since 2015. He's on Depakote 750 twice a day. He had a cervical spine surgery with Dr. Redden, June 16, 2023, at C4, C5, C6, C7. He also suffers from glaucoma. Currently, he's taking medications, which is Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, Depakote 750 twice a day, Losartan 50 milligram twice a day, Prilosec twice a day, 20 milligram, vitamin D and water and gel, and oxycodone narcos for pain. He does have a back pain, neck, back brace, neck brace, and tense unit as such. He has not done chiropractor, he has not done acupuncture, but he has done injections, he has done medications, he has done surgery, psychiatrist, psychologist, he has done massage, physical therapy. The system review reveals in the heart disease, high blood pressure, glaucoma in the eye, neurological disorder, back pain, neck pain, injury, dizziness, headache, loss of memory. Psychiatric is depression and anxiety. Past surgical history is positive for neck fusion surgery on June 16, 2023 at C4567. By Dr. Redden and Michigan spine specialist. Allergy to Keppra. Family history is positive. Mother is living, suffering from COPD. Father is living, no medical problems, no blood, no brothers, and no sisters. Relationship status, patient is separated. Current employment status, patient is a Uber driver and has not been working since 2022 due to the pain. Legal history, patient has Greg Rowell, G-R-E-G-R-O-H-L, as the attorney representing his case. Disability, none, has been filed. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, patient reports the following, that general activity, mood, work, and sleep, enjoyment of life are completely interfered. Mood, ability to concentrate in relationship with other people is affected. 8. In addition, patient reports that the following are affected. 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates. They're all affected 10, according to the patient, out of 10. In addition, patient also underwent a cataract surgery on the right eye that he did not report earlier. Can you please mention in the history? Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 175 or 111. Pulse is 83. Pulse ox is 100. Height 6'3", weight is 220, 51-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient does not appear to be very anxious or lethargic or depressed. A patient exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without the use of a cane. In the skin, please mention there is a scar of 2 inches in the front of the neck for the surgery for C4567. Other than that, rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination. Please mention that the 12th nerve is found to be affected. The tongue is deviating to the right, and it appears that the 12th nerve is affected in the brain. The rest of the cranial nerves, 2 to 11, are all okay. Peripheral neurological examination, sensory system are all okay. Muscular examination is also normal. No muscle spasm noticed. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscle spasm not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was slightly painful. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lermit test was positive. Destruction test was not positive. And not tried also, actually. Destruction test was left alone because the patient has effusion. Sotoval test was negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test was negative. Slump test was negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Dräger test negative. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joints, the sacroiliac joints Regarding the extremities, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely okay. Left shoulder is the exception. Rest of the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length disturbances. Notice the gait is normal. Examination of the left shoulder. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal. No scars are noticed, no swelling or dislocations or fractures. On palpation, there is no crepitus or any grinding noise, popping noise, and appears to be normal with no laceration contusion. Range of motions are slightly limited. Patient exhibits normal passive motion, but active motion is limited to 120 degrees of abduction. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special test, the Hawking Kennedy test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Drop arm test was negative. Distally, there was no carpotunnel compression sign. Pineal sign, phalen sign were negative. Diagnosis. General 110 V89.2 XFD R26.89 G89.21 S09.90 XA M62.838 Z79.891 CNS R51, G44.329, R42, F41.1, TBI, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. S33.5XXA. M48.06. Sacroiliac spine M46.1. M54.17. In the cervical spine, please mention M96.1 in cervical spine. Thank you. Plan of care for Mr. Roger Furman comes from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy was not ordered since the patient is already under physical therapy order from Dr. Redden at Spine Specialist of Michigan, and that will continue till the end. From the records available, the order is to continue therapy from Dr. Redden, continue the medication, physical therapy script has been given, disabilities form has been filled up, attended care has been provided, transportation is checked. Medication-wise, the maps were reviewed, and it is found that the patient already has a prescription for Narco provided which was provided on 7/13/2023 by Dr. I could not find the name of the doctor. It says H-A, the last name is F-A-R. Narco were provided 90 tablets to cover until 8/13/2023, so no narcotic medications are provided. And also, no non-narcotic medication are also not provided because patient has several medication, cannot remember. He is asked to bring his medication profile. On the next follow-up visit, the rest of the medications will be provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For his ongoing panic and other issues that he may have, maybe underlying depression. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. After sending several requests, the only request, only records we have is the following. There is a cervical spine MRI dated January 16, 2023. While the surgery was done on June 16, 2023 on this spine, there is a herniated disc at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 with multiple other findings like retrolisthesis of C4-5, C5-6, C6 on C7. Multiple facet joint arthrosis, large unconvertible osteophytes, and the patient already had undergone a fusion surgery on this areas. The MRI of the lumbar spine is also available, and it shows there is a herniated disc at L2-3 with bulging disc, L3-4 there is a bulging disc, L4-5 bulging disc, L5-S1 disc herniation with right S1 nerve root involvement. In addition, there is a moderate facet joint arthrosis, ligament of Fleming hypertrophy, and there is a rim tear of the annulus fibrosis with swelling edema. Interventional pain procedure, patient is recommended that he may benefit from occipital nerve block, lumbar epidural steroid injections, although he's being evaluated by Dr. Redden for further surgery for the lumbar spine. And if surgery is going to be undertaken, then there won't be any need for any injections at this time. Regarding the shoulder, maybe some injection to the shoulder have been recommended also. Surgical options, once again, patient is seeing Dr. Redden for further surgery for the lumbar spine and possibly to the left shoulder. And is also consulting orthopedic surgeon at the same location, Dr. Gary Gilliard. Neuropsych evaluation, yes, patient is now seeing a neuropsychiatrist and a neurologist at Wayne Neurology, and attended care is being provided by the Dr. Redden. Caseworker is also being provided. Past medical records have been ordered released from all the resources, from his attorney, from Dr. Redden's, from previous hospitals, and MRI places, investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. And DME, the patient has been ordered to have a cervical brace, a cane, and a rotator walker to help him with the mobilization and independency. Education, yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.